At Lohio, you keep hearing the name Lohio, don't you? NPR feature about Lohio. They're playing through Pittsburgh a lot. One of my favorite radio stations in the whole wide world, KCRW, has been playing them out in Santa Monica, California. And sometimes, well, frequently, we ignore the diamonds in our own midst, you know. We get excited when people come in from out of town, right? And we come to their shows, and bands from here go to other towns where people get excited because they've made it to other towns. Hey, Lohio, they're from Pittsburgh, they say in Chicago. But here's a group from Pittsburgh that has really had a wonderful couple of years or so. They just released an EP about, I think it was in late October, if memory, October, November, right around that time, around Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I remember when that came out. And we'll let them start off with a song, and then we'll chat a little bit. Please join me in welcoming to SLB Lohio.
After the show, well, I didn't want to know, but you couldn't let it go. I sat on my seat, you said what you would to me, but I grinned and bared my teeth. A lot of nerve. I can't tell, but you've got some things to learn. Well, you've got a lot of nerve. They say a lot for you, they are a curse that creeps. Well, you've got a lot of nerve. I can't tell, but you've got some things to learn.
Ohio at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's nice to see Greg Dutton again. While I do have lots of love for bands from Pittsburgh and recognize they are diamonds in our midst, I just don't get out much anymore. So I haven't really been able to see Greg since the EP came out. But that's a good song. What's it called?
It's called You've Got a Lot of Nerve.
And did you write most of what's on the EP? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to think, I guess so. Maybe one or two of them we wrote collectively, but yeah, I guess I do more of the songwriting in the band.
This isn't meant to be a challenging question, but what's been your vision for L'Ohio? Because you really do have a sound unlike just about any band I think I've ever heard. There's sort of a country sensibility, or I guess a rural sensibility, but it's also sort of underscored with pop and with some really excellent songwriting. Is this a sound you heard in your head for a long time? Or?
Yeah, I think it's probably just a mixture of what I grew up with and bands that I like. I grew up in a rural area.
Ohio,
I talked about before. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
I grew up in a farm in Ohio, and so around there, the radio stations you got was a lot of country music, contemporary country and classic rock and that kind of stuff. And then, so that's when I was growing up as a kid, that's kind of... that's what you listen to because that's what was around, you know. And, I mean, there was other stuff too, but there was a lot of country music. And then as I got older, you know, sought out bands and get into your teens and listen to like Britpop and that kind of stuff and Radiohead and all kinds of things. So I think it just ended up being a mixture of kind of growing up in a rural area and then, you know, the stuff that was I listened to as a teenager in college and that kind of stuff. So
how old were you when you first played out?
I wasn't that young. I think I was maybe like 17 or 18 or something like that. I got kind of a late start on playing in front of people. I was real shy.
Oh, that's an early start to some. Your own songs at that age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a trial by fire, I think.
That's pretty good, all in all. I'm not sure. As comfortable as I am in front of the public, I don't know if I could play an instrument and sing in front of the public. I don't know if I could play an instrument and sing in front of a mirror. Greg Dudden is who we're talking to, and with him, Liz Adams playing bass, and Eric Sorelli was playing guitar on that. He'll play mandolin too. Liz, you've heard Liz's name before. She works at SLB with us, and has been wonderful to have here. That's our full disclosure segment, Liz. Were you in L'Ohio from the beginning, Liz, or did you join? Because, I mean, you've shifted personnel a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when did you hook up with the group?
Well, I joined in August of 2008.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So going on 2 years, I guess. Right?
Yep. Yeah. That's right. It's all written down in our document.
It's there. It's in the annals of L'Ohio. It's all written down there.
And, yeah, so I came along after they had already been playing out. But I guess I've been around for a long time now.
Yeah, and you've been playing. I mean, your musical abilities go all over the place, you know, in terms of the genres you can play and what you play. And you seem to really like playing with the group a lot.
Yeah.
What is it that makes, you know, the L'Ohio sound sort of suit you?
That's a good question. I think it has as much to do with the music as it does also the social atmosphere of the band. It's very agreeable. It's fun. We work at a high pace, so it's always, you know, there's always goals to be reached, and I like that. I work well in that environment, so I think that has a lot to do with it. And then also, you know, the music I think is just really well written. I like the freedom that I have to write the parts that I want, and it's really fun because, like you were talking about, it kind of both covers a spectrum of genres, but also includes a lot of genres maybe in one song. That's always a challenge and really fun to be a part of and to play with.
Yeah, it's really, I think some folks don't often know how tricky it is to be in a band, you know, and to find people that you get along with. And who, even if you get along with them, have the same sensibilities. And pace is really a key word you said. I never really thought about it that way. But It's pretty good if everybody is moving at the same, you know, rate in terms of wanting to improve or change or reflect. And boy, when you find people like that, you really want to hold on to them and keep doing things together. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's 19 after 11. L'Ohio is here, and it's time for another song. What's next, Greg?
We'll do Seeing the Sun. That's a song off the first record that we made. Two, one, two, three, four.
Black bears and a honeybee all live in a family, staying close when an enemy is near. Messy falls in a kitty cat, screaming loud like a baby bat. That's our little family, dear. Oh, don't you know you're my seed and the sun? Oh, don't you know you're my seed and the sun? I felt like a kid before, slamming all of the country doors and yelling unsavory metaphors. I guess what I mean to say is that I'm sorry about yesterday and all of the things I said.
That's a song I really like. I'm glad you did that, L'Ohio. And their new EP is out and available and around. You can go to singlohio.com. There must be a lohio.com out there, I guess.
You know what the story behind that is? L'Ohio.com, I think, is owned by the state of Ohio for some of their some certain department that they have.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
They may have just gotten every, like, typo, you know, it's the L might be next to the O. Yeah, maybe maybe they decided they wanted that or something. But I like Singlo, Ohio. It's fun to say.
Yeah, I had to think a little outside the box because for some reason somebody else has Lohio music, even though there's not another band called Lohio. So somebody bought that up too. So yeah, that's the
SLB.org, or I think that and .com is owned by the large conglomerate Schlumberger Industries. And every now and then we get crossed mail with that, but it's kind of funny. I don't think they're about to sell that to us. Maybe someday. You never know.
Yeah.
I was looking at the website as you were playing, and you should go there too, by the way, singlohio.com. And not a whole lot of playing out coming up for you guys for the rest of the month, from what I could see, at least, unless you've got some things that aren't posted. It looks like Howlers is your next gig in February.
Yeah, we're kind of right now in the process of recording and kind of gearing up for pretty busy end of winter, beginning of spring. We'll be traveling around a lot and playing in Pittsburgh as well. So right now it's just kind of regrouping, hibernating a little bit, and then saving some energy so that when we start traveling.
So do you hope to have a full album to support traveling when you record?
Yeah, we'll be traveling around to support the EP, and then we're recording now and aiming for a full length. So hopefully, we'll make good progress over the next month on that and be able to release it this year. So,
excellent. That's the voice of Greg Dutton of Low Ohio, who was singing together beautifully with Liz Adams, and Eric Sorelli is here as well, and. Let's hear another song. Before we do, how old's the guitar you're playing?
This one's not too old. It's only it's a Gibson J45, which they've had around for a long time. But this one's just it was made in the 2000s. So
okay,
still breaking it in.
Boy, it's got a nice authentic look to it.
Yeah,
It's really pretty. It's sort of a classic sunburst, but a darker parameter around it, and that guitar could look like it is way older than it is.
I should probably treat it a little bit better. Maybe it look a little bit newer.
Nah, break it in. You don't have any bumper stickers on it. You're doing okay.
That's true.
What's the next song called?
We're working on that, though.
Oh, yeah. The bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers. Yeah. This song is actually on the new EP. It's called Waiting for the End of Summertime. We're going to do a little bit more of a countrified version of it than it currently exists recorded. But, yeah, we'll let Eric switch.
Oh, we're going to get to hear... we're bringing out... what are we bringing out to play?
A little lap steel.
Oh, a little lap steel. I've never seen such a small lap steel. What a cool little instrument.
Yeah. So we'll highlight that on this one.
Once again, here's Lohio.
My friends in the street, they call out to me to come outside. I'm waiting for the end of the summertime, and the birds and the bees, they don't know of me. I wait inside, waiting for the end of the summer. Summertime. trees are colored, the grass is all covered with leaves. Now we don't speak till the sun of time's complete. I wait inside, waiting for the end of the summer.
Ohio with a great arrangement of that song on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. It's 11:30. We're glad to have them here today. What's the audience reaction like when you play? That's such a generalized question, but if you play a spot where maybe you're not so well known and your ordinary following is not with you, maybe you're opening up or playing in partnership with another band in another town where their fans are present, I think people would be a little surprised. I mean, your sound is very distinctive and very different. Do you get a chance to look? Do you see sort of a quizzical look, or what? Yeah. What do people
you
think?
You definitely get a chance to look.
Yeah.
When you're
quizzical, by the way, can be. I meant that in a positive fashion. I mean, my sense. I'll bet you there's a lot of like people just stop and look and listen and are kind of taken really by surprise and get engaged pretty quickly. I hope that happens.
Yeah, I think that those situations, you're opening up for like a national act or so, act on a larger scale. I think you can kind of get a chance to see what songs are a little bit more immediate that you play, you know, because there's certain songs that maybe are more cerebral or that, but then you have other songs and you kind of, not that it lets you know what your hits are, but it lets you know what songs have like an immediate impact with people, you know, because you'll kind of have that show and you'll start playing. And I think with any band that somebody's seen for the first time, they're kind of just trying to take it in. And then it's always really exciting to then like get to that song where, you know, you get this real response from the crowd, and, you know, and you have kind of like that connection. It's pretty exciting and fun.
Does the band compare notes and have a session of critiquing and analysis? Do you do that after shows? Pretty.
I think it's like when you come off stage from a show, you like look at each other and you're like, "Was that all right? Was that you know?" Sometimes you come off, you're like, "Oh, that was great. That was the best." And then you come off sometimes a little bit wrinkled with your brow and just kind of like, "I don't know about that one." You know, I think you kind of, when you're up there playing, you kind of understand whether it was a good show or a bad show. I think very few times are you not on the same page about that, you know?
And what do you do to adjust, if anything?
You know, it's just funny. It just depends on what the crowd is. I mean, a lot of times you can play close to the exact same show, and crowds just respond to it differently, depending on where you're at and the demographic of people you're playing to.
And sometimes you just mess up your parts a lot, like a lot.
I've never done that. I don't know what that's like.
And then you're like, oh, I need to go home and practice.
And sometimes Not that this is, I'm going to offer something, although this is to talk more about you than me, but I think it's very real that your own perception of a performance can really color how you feel about it, and it could be the exact same performance and the mood you happen to be in, or how you decide to look at it is going to make a big change.
And the crowd has a lot to do with that too, because you could be playing maybe not your best set, but if people are really excited to hear it, then you're like, you know, that was great, you know? And you could be playing amazingly, and if people are just kind of just sitting with their, you know, just kind of looking back at you, kind of emotionless, you're like, you get nervous, like, well, what more can I do? You know?
They're drumming their fingers. Yeah. It's like, when are the Avett Brothers coming on?
Reading a newspaper in front of you.
L'Ohio is the group, and Well, we got another three songs or so, I think, that they're going to play. It's 26 minutes before noon. Sing Lohio is the name of their website, singlohio.com. You can visit that to find out more information about the group. Little band huddle taking place here.
Yeah, trying to figure out what song we should do next. We could do Fainting Goats.
Yeah, we could do Hide Ourselves. It's fun.
We'll Hide Ourselves Underneath? Yeah. Okay.
It's fun to be in on the decision-making, isn't it? I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. There are, a high capo.
Yeah. Where do I capo this one at? This is a...
It's in A-flat, or A-sharp minor.
A-sharp minor.
Or B-flat minor.
Yeah. Okay.
As the evening snow dusting across some gravel road, whisper soft into his ear to go, folding your hands inside his coat, off to the river well, far from the wicked.
That's Lohio. That song has a really, I really like the percussive sound as you're singing behind that song. And I was looking, I don't know if you could see me, I was kind of looking very specifically at who was playing what notes and what was happening there. And that comes together. That I hate to keep getting behind the scenes and inside your head. That has to take some work to coordinate that across you three, I would think.
You'd be surprised how little. I don't say that. I don't say that in a.
No, well, that's
a way to show off. We're just.
You're good.
We practice and get together a good bit, and so when it comes to a song we don't know quite as well, I think it still falls in line, I would say.
Well, you understand each other. That's that's probably most of the battle, I think. But that's a terrific song. Lohio is who you're hearing. It's now 21 before noon. Funny, I give the time so often between 6 and 9 when people really need to know what time it is, and still, it's hard for me. I at least didn't say 20 and a half before noon. I know that the half doesn't matter. But at this point, I probably could have said, yeah, coming up on quarter till, and not even give the hour. It probably would have been just fine. Lo-Hio's new EP is out and available. It's on iTunes. I'm sure it's around at Paul's and other stores. Mm-hmm. And you can also find it online at singlohio.com. And we can do one or two more. Do you have time for two?
Yeah, I think we have time for that.
Let's do a couple more.
Okay.
And
what should we do? You want to do Victim? Is this same?
Sure.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Or Wound? Would Wound be more fun? Which one's more fun to play?
We could do both. We could have those be our two.
Okay. Let's do Victim.
All right.
Okay, you've just heard the decision-making process. And by the way, if you'd like to play some Saturday morning, we'd love to have you. Last week, a five-piece a cappella quintet called White Noise was here performing. They were just terrific. Bluegrass bands have been here, solo sax players. So let us know. Write to us at slb@slbradio.org. We'd love to have you. Here again, Lo-Hio.
Fill me up with endless rain. You grew tired of me today. Oh,
those haunting sounding songs with the harmonies that sort of creep up and grab you. from Ohio. Thanks a lot for coming. I know it can be kind of early on a Saturday, depending. Everyone's shaking their heads. You're a working man. You're up early. And I was looking at Greg when I said that, not at Liz. Liz is also a worker. And so is Eric. Thank you for being here.
We really appreciate it. Yeah. It's a lot of fun to come and play.
And if you're just tuning in and you missed L'Ohio, their whole set will be up at neighborhoodvoices.org a little later. You can listen to it on demand and enjoy what you heard. Again, singl'ohio.org is their .com is their website. I keep wanting to make you a nonprofit. A lot of bands are nonprofits, but not really. singl'ohio.com. is how you could reach them. And what would you like to close out with? Liz decided already.
That's right, but not that
I'm going to hold you to that. But
no, I think it's a good decision. We'll do a song called "A Wound You Hardly Could See."
Thanks again for being here. Here again, L'Ohio.